So here's what we know so far. Music Hall is undergoing a major renovation, and its longtime tenants have been kicked out. The Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra and the Cincinnati Pops are camped out at the Taft Theater for the duration. The Cincinnati Opera is currently making music at the Aronoff, and next year's May Festival, that's also at the Taft, so that leaves one big event to talk about. Luminosity. So that's why we're all here together right now. Megan Berneking is with the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. Dan Bryant is from Lightborn Concept Factory Design Studio. You're going to have to explain that one to us. They know what's happening with this year's model of luminosity. Thank you both for being here. So let's get right to it. Where and when this year?
Where and when, that's the easy part. The where is at the Taft Theater, and the big news, of course, this year is that Luminosity is actually going to be indoors, which we've been very lucky the past several years of Luminosity in that we've had miraculously little to no rain for 3 years of multi-day outdoor festivities. But this year, I guess we felt like we were pushing our luck a little bit, but in reality, we'll be inside at the Taft Theater August 5th, 6th, and 7th, which is allowing us to do a lot more performances. We'll have a total of 8 performances this year, and in addition to just the evening performances. So we're very excited about that. And just to be able to utilize the space at the Taft, it's a beautiful Art Deco location with just incredible architectural details that I think we're really going to be able to lean on quite a bit to make this space come alive with the music.
Well, certainly over the next couple of years, the Taft Theater is going to be, you know, have a lot more attention paid to it with the CSO and everybody else coming in there with a music hall being worked on. And in the past, one of the big things about Luminosity has been the big visual effects on music hall, on the facade. So that's not going to happen this year. And doing the visuals is Dan Bryant from Lightborn, the Concept Factory Design Studio. So what does that mean and what's going to happen with Luminosity this year?
Well, as far as the description of our company, we're a multidisciplinary creative studio based in over the Rhine. We've been there since the mid-1990s. We do a variety of kind of creative endeavors. We design and shoot and animate television commercials for the advertising and broadcast industry. Another aspect of our business is we do visuals, large-scale visuals, for live musical performances. And that's what we're doing for the CSO for Luminosity this year, and we're very excited to participate.
So instead of doing an outdoor performance with music hall as a screen, really, what's, you know, you're going to be using the just the theater space of the Taft Theater then?
As Megan mentioned, one of the things we plan on doing is exploiting the wonderful architectural detail inside the auditorium. For anybody that's been in the Taft, and I'm sure it's a large number of the audience that's listening right now, there's a wonderful hexagonal motif around the proscenium arch, which we're going to incorporate into our designs. And we're utilizing a technique that we actually specialize in, which is called projection mapping. And projection mapping is simply making a three-dimensional model of the inside of the Taft, which we've already done. And then we map or project the visuals very precisely to each and every architectural detail of the space. So instead of projecting on a typical two-dimensional or flat screen, we're actually projecting onto a three-dimensional object. And there'll be a great amount of like precision animation and detail that goes into that. And it's pretty wild. It's going to be a very immersive experience. We were just at the Taft last week planning the technical aspects of the projection with Mood TV, which is the company from Nashville that's doing the projection for us. And we're going to have a total of 18 high-powered projectors illuminating the inside of the Taft. So it's going to be pretty spectacular.
Now, all this goes along with the music, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay, let's talk about the music. We've got the CSO doing performances, Louis Langre with that. Cincinnati Pops will be there, and John Morris Russell, the head of that. Anything else?
Well, a lot else. We're also having John Williams, Leonard Bernstein, Brahms, and Shostakovich are all involved as well. So we're looking forward to using that music. All of those composers are so deeply into the ethos of this orchestra in terms of music that we performed and recorded, and just they just match our sound. And so we have John Williams, Planet Krypton, and the Olympic Fanfare with the Pops, and then some selections from West Side Story, which is one of my personal favorites pieces of music ever composed. And so that'll be with the Pops as well. And then we kind of transition. John Morris Russell hands over the baton to Louis Langres for the overture to Candide, again with Bernstein. And then a movement from Brahms' Third Symphony and the last movement of Shostakovich's Fifth Symphony, which anyone who's heard that will know that we're going out with a bang.
Now, these performances then with Luminosity will be the first real playing there, right, during this renovation?
Well, we've had a few opportunities to perform there over the past couple of years. Back in January, we had a preview concert for our Lincoln Center tour there, which was a great opportunity for us to really explore the wonderful acoustics of the Taft. And we had a custom-built shell made for the stage to fit the orchestra. And then just a couple of weeks ago, we performed E.T., the movie score live in sync with the film again at the Taft. So these are great opportunities for us to explore the space and figure out how to use it the best way.
Okay, let's talk the hard part now. The tickets, how do we get to see this?
Tickets go on sale to the general public beginning on July 5th, and it's super easy. You just go to luminosity2016.com and get your tickets that way. We expect this to sell out. We can get up to 4 tickets per household, and it's pretty basic.
Okay. Well, I got to mention, too, that one of the big changes from the past years is that this actually is going to cost to get the tickets. I mean, not a whole lot of money, but they used to be free.
We started out free. Last year, we actually charged for tickets as well. And so the purpose of charging is basically Luminosity is a very expensive endeavor. And as incredible as it is, these things do cost money, unfortunately. And so we filled most of that with very generous funding from philanthropic organizations. And so this will just help to close the gap to experience Luminosity. And we also just like to remind people it's about the same price as going to see a 3D movie, but we think a lot cooler.
Now, you said you're doing more performances than the other years. So how many people can get in the Taft Theater? And if you, I'm going to ask you to do the math, how many people are going to be able to see that this year?
Throughout the course of the 8 performances, we're anticipating getting about 16,000 people in the Taft Theater. As in past years, we'll be doing a live television broadcast, a live radio broadcast with our friends at WGUC, as well as a webcast. So even if you're not there in person, you can certainly experience Luminosity again this year.
Now, even if you can't get in the Taft Theater physically, I understand there's some way you can actually have a good time with it right outside.
Absolutely. We're having a block party. So right there on 5th Street, that is totally free and open to the public. Come down throughout the course of the weekend. It's just a live festival experience. We're working with partners at UC's DAP as well as NKU to really make that an immersive, exciting experience just right there out on 5th Street. And again, that is totally free, open to the public, and we just invite people to come down and hang out and spend the weekend there.
We have to mention that this is the last Luminosity.
It is the last Luminosity for the foreseeable future. So looking at the renovation timeline for Music Hall, it became clear that we would not be able to have it at Music Hall this year due to the renovation. And it's hard to have Luminosity on the facade if there's scaffolding in the way. And so we moved it to the Taft for this season. And then next season, of course, we will be moving back into Music Hall. But we'll be very busy with the festivities of celebrating a new and improved Music Hall. So there will be no more Luminosity for the foreseeable future.
Okay. So, Dan Bryant, you've been sitting here listening to this. You've come in just for the last year. Come on. What's up with that?
Well, we're really excited to participate in what is for now going to be the final Luminosity, and we intend to send it out with a big bang. One of the exciting things about having it inside this year, as anybody knows that was attended the last 3 shows at Washington Park, is it doesn't get dark until about, 9:15, I think. And it was sometimes tough to have the kiddos up that late. And the nice thing about this year's Luminosity is there's going to be several shows during the day. So it'll be very family friendly. You can bring the kids down on Saturday or Sunday during the day to see a show. And I think what will also be really surprising to anybody that's never seen a fully projection mapped, immersive video experience inside in a controlled environment, it's going to be pretty extraordinary. We've been working with both Louis and John on the musical program and creating style frames and concepts for the show. You know, it's so funny. We were just talking about the 3D experience at a movie. Well, this will be an actual 3D experience. There's a saying about architecture that's been around for years and years and years, that architecture is like frozen music. And one of the things that I think you'll see is that the architecture will become unfrozen and become fully alive and immersive. It'll be, you know, really an extraordinary thing to see.
So that's something to look forward to. It's Luminosity coming up at the Taft Theater. And Megan, let me give you one last chance. Tell us the best way to get tickets.
July 5th, general public on sale for tickets, up to 4 tickets per household. Just log on in to luminosity2016.com and you can get your tickets that way.
We've been speaking with Megan Berneking with the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. Dan Brind is from Lightbourne, who will be putting together the big light show 3D image mapping in the Taft Theater for Luminosity that's coming up. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson. We'll be right back.